Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. That was a great lead in the news beforehand. I've got folks dancing in the studio. It's going to be a good day today. Remember, the purpose of the engagement hour is to talk about how you can get involved. We interview folks who are involved. We talk about the issues, and we try to talk about making our community a better place, because that's part of our responsibility as citizens. And today I've got two individuals with me who both have big grins on their faces, and they've been involved far longer in programs to help this community than just the one that they currently are leading, and that's the Arizona Bowl. So normally at this time, I'd start by introducing Ali Farhang and Kim Adair and hear about how you got involved. We're going to save that for later today, because I just want to talk about what was announced yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry about us. I mean, Ali Farhang, Kim Adair, done. By the way, you know I do a sports radio show on ESPN Radio. I got to tell you, you are more prepared than I've ever been for any show I've ever done. Like, you got notes in front of you. You got lists of questions.
We know that about Ted already, though. He's super organized. He's a general, for goodness sakes.
The only time I've got that much paperwork in front of me is when I'm doing NFL draft coverage, which is I'm a nerd about. But kudos to you, man.
Well, it's good to have you both on today. It's ironic, we've been talking about since this show began, because I, full disclosure, I'm also on the Arizona Bowl board with Ali, and I've wanted to get you on the air for a long time, because this bowl game makes a huge difference in this community, and I think a lot of people don't always understand that and don't appreciate it, but the timing worked out perfect, because when we started hearing that we were going to finally have a sponsor to announce, and then it was going to be on Monday the 6th, I said, Tuesday the 7th, come on the show. So just real quick, and we'll go into more deep dives about it, but how big is this announcement for the bowl and the community?
Well, for both, the immensity of it can't be overstated. I mean, I want you to think of it in terms of this. You've got one of, if not the most world-renowned pop culture icons, and maybe, I think it's Morgan Freeman, Snoop Dogg, I don't know. I think Snoop Dogg's ahead of Morgan Freeman by now, but, and he planted his flag, and he's invested not in Phoenix, not in LA, not in New York, not in any so-called major market, but right here in Tucson, Arizona, and they're excited about it. And what I hope the ripple effect is big things are possible in Tucson. And if we just get out of the mindset of status quo, or, hey, you know what? That's never been done before. We can't do that. And if we are creative and innovative and we really persevere and work hard, the sky's the limit for our community.
Yeah, Ali, that was Ali Farhang. He's the chair. I'd call it chair for life, potentially. That's what I keep pushing around. Right. But he's the chair and founder of the Arizona Bowl. Kim Adair's with us as well. She's the executive director. She's the one that makes it work. So you are far more in tune with the idea of getting another sponsor. We've had three, I guess, to this point. This will be the fourth sponsor for the Arizona Bowl. But a big front page picture today, this morning for you.
I mean, could it have reflected me better? Well, I've got a drink in one hand and a smile as big as can be.
You look great. Yeah. You look great. You look great.
And it's a bold move. You heard in the news thing earlier, it was the first alcoholic beverage, but things are changing on the bowl landscape. I mean, the gaming has changed it. So the gambling organizations are going to start coming in, seeing some bowl sponsors. Obviously, our last Barstool Sports, which was, I will say, was still a great sponsor for this Arizona Bowl. It took us to the next level where somebody like Snoop Dogg might be interested. But there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, and I think just the pure joy on your face in the picture this morning kind of tells it. As this came together, what was going through your mind?
Like, all I could think of was, like, can I make this happen? Can I get this to the finish line? You know, I don't know what it is about me, but I never have had an easy route. I always go for the tough ones that have some challenges along the way, but have, like, the biggest upside. And so all along I was thinking, I just can't wait to tell people about this opportunity, because it's going to be so impactful for our community, for the bowl game, for our charities, for our national exposure, shining that national spotlight on Southern Arizona. It's going to be huge. And then it's also so exciting because we're doing something completely different and out of the box, something that's never been done before. The way that bringing in Snoop Dogg and the Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop brand into what we're doing, it elevates this whole thing. And I've just been so excited. It's just been the hardest secret to keep. I'm not sure I did a really good job of it, but it's been the hardest secret to keep.
It didn't leak. At least not that I heard of. It didn't leak. I know there was a lot of conversation, but
it leaked. It didn't flood.
Yeah, yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I was out of town yesterday, so maybe it came out a little earlier than it started. But it's hard to keep good news down. And I think one of the main things, and Ollie, you were there as a founder of the Bowl. What was the purpose?
Well, the purpose of the Bowl game is, you know, really built on four things. Number one, bringing our community together in celebration and celebrating us as Tucsonans, as Southern Arizonans, and with the communities of the participating schools. And I think that celebrating our commonality around a sporting event is really important for a number of reasons. We wanted to showcase the best of Tucson and Southern Arizona, including our beautiful University of Arizona. We wanted to create significant economic impact for that everybody enjoys from, which has been over $125 million since we started. Second biggest revenue driver after the Gem Show. Hey, Gem Show, we're coming for you. And then lastly, as set up as a nonprofit and with the concept of giving back and being really good community servants, all net proceeds go to local charities. I mean, we're, I think, eclipsing $6 million after this year. So that ethos, if you wrap it all up together, ultimately, this is what I want people to take away. This is more about a football game. This is more about the laundry that's on the field. This is our pachanga, our Mardi Gras, and this is an opportunity for our community to come together to show the best of themselves and celebrate together.
Absolutely. Before we go to break, Kim, can you give everybody the details? So we talked pachanga week. We've got a game. We've got a date. Can you just talk a little bit about what the community can expect, maybe leading into and the week of the game with our new sponsor?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to still have all of the great things that we've had that have made us so successful in the past, but all of that's just going to be amplified and elevated a lot. The music component that's going to be integrated into what we're doing is going to be awesome. We're adding a couple more events, some things that are really important to Snoop and his passion. The Snooper Bowl, where we're going to host LA's best youth football team against Southern Arizona's best youth football team and have the Snooper Bowl and watch that competitive, you know, at the smaller kids level. And then, you know, we're going to bring in, you know, Snoop's very passionate about his All-Stars. So that's kids from 5 to 18 with challenges. And we're going to have a gala sneaker ball for them. It's going to be awesome. And that doesn't even include all of the other things we're working on behind the scenes to make this super special.
And December 28th is going to be the bowl game itself. I'm glad we got that first portion out. We are going to talk about the two of you and how you got involved and what you do in the community and about how you're engaged. And then after the bottom of the hour break, we'll get back and talk some of the details, the challenges, the risk. No risk, no gain. I think that's a line we all understand very well. And I am really excited about the direction that this is going to take the Arizona Bowl and put us even more firmly on the map outside of just our two conferences. So thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Jump in Tucson, the Engagement Hour on KVOI 1030 The Voice. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back. And as always, we have a little Bruce at some time during the show. Matt always kind of figures out where he's going to slip it in on me. So it's good to have Matt Neely behind the glass taking care of us and make sure we're going. So this is the Engagement Hour. And so it is about getting involved. And you two are incredibly involved in the community, not just with the Arizona Bowl, with others. Ollie, I think I don't know if you remember, but the first time I think I really met you, it's long before I was with Southern Arizona Leadership Council and others, and we both were coaching for the Tucson Chargers.
Yeah, man, that's ages ago, man. And I got to be honest, man, I've coached in high school, and if they're like, what could you go back to? I'd be like, you know what, give me an 11-year-old youth football team. I'll do that again.
Absolutely. So football's in your blood. Could you just kind of fill everybody in on how you came to Tucson and then leverage that right into how you and others decided, hey, we need to get a bowl game back here.
Yeah, real quick. Born and raised in Tucson. My dad owned the Maverick. You may have heard of it for 35 years. So
That's a good plug. You can listen to Grant Kruger tomorrow on Jump in Tucson. He is the host.
Yeah, and does a great job. The Maverick, he's doing a great job with the Mavericks. So I went to U of A, went to law school in Denver, practiced in Denver, came back 2001. And man, I love this community. I love Tucson. I had to go away in order to appreciate it coming back. And, you know, somewhere around 2013, basically lost baseball. There was a real self-defeatist narrative about our community. I was sick of people talking about it. And I had made a relationship with somebody that could bring a bowl game back. And it was through my association actually with the Fiesta Bowl. Because the Fiesta Bowl at some point was thinking about bringing back one of their games to Tucson because ASU Stadium was under renovation. And they're like, can you get us with the athletic director? I'm like, yes, but do not use this as leverage to get a better deal in Phoenix. They use that as leverage to get a better deal in Phoenix. This is where the dump button, comes in, because then I'm like, all right, bleep you guys. I'm going to bring a bowl game back to Tucson. Kind of developed over time. And I hooked up with a guy you may have heard of, Mark Irvin. Mark and I were both doing work for Nova Home Loans. And I'm like, Mark, you're like the 11th guy I've talked to. I want to start a bowl game. He's the first one that told me you're not stupid or crazy. And then he's like, have you met Fletcher McCusker? And I'm like, who's Fletcher McCusker? He always still gives me crap about that. And with Fletcher and Mark's wisdom, guidance, help, we were able to kind of put together a bowl game literally in 3 months in 2015. We didn't know a bowl game was going to happen. That I think our first one was on December 17th. We didn't know it was going to happen until mid-October. And our title sponsor, we got them because I was coaching football with John Volpe at Nova. And I said, hey, John, I think I can get a bowl game in Tucson. You want a sponsor? And he looked at me and goes, yeah, cool. I'm like, all right, how much? He's like, what about this? I'm like, that works. There we go. We had a bowl game.
And it's been off and running since. So, Kim, you've been the executive director now for six years.
Almost,
wow, that's hard to believe. So as you said, alluded to in the break, you know, Ollie was there on day one. You came in on day two. You really, bringing you in, sent the bowl in another direction. But it's not the first experience you had with the bowl.
Right.
So can you kind of fill people in on your background and how you got engaged? And
so just to kind of pick up from where Ollie left off, he was talking to John Volpe on that field that day. And the next day I got a call from John Volpe because I was the senior vice president of marketing and business development for Nova Home Loans. And he says, hey, I think we should be a title sponsor of this bowl game. And I'm like, what are you talking about? How did this happen? And he's like, talk to them. And then that's how I got involved. I ended up negotiating the contract for the bowl, and Nova Home Loans is the title sponsor. Fun fact, a few years later, when I took over as the executive director of the Arizona Bowl, I actually had to work under the contract I had negotiated for Nova Home Loans. So I'll tell you, I did a good job on that for them. And
For them. Okay, we'll make sure that's good.
And
without Nova Home Loans and John Volpe, we could not have ever gotten this off the ground. So kudos
awesome.
And continue to them.
Yeah.
Just he had a good employee making sure that their interests were taken care of.
For sure. And so as part of that, John said, you know, I wanted to make sure our interests are taken care of. So I would like you to be on the board of the bowl. And then that's how I became one of the members of the board. I think Ali, we had like six people at that time initially on the board.
Yeah.
And so we were doing it together. I became really close with our conference partners. I understood our broadcast partners for a little while. The bowl staff, I think there was like two at the time, were within my offices at Nova. And I got really familiar with the operations. And then when our executive director at the time wanted to retire, it seemed like a no-brainer that I come over.
Yeah, I mean, Kim was basically our executive director before she was our executive director. She was just being paid by Nova instead of the bowl.
I would bet she'd say that probably was a more lucrative opportunity as well.
And from
especially at the time.
All the early board members, I met with Kim more often than not, and she was as passionate, if not more passionate, as dedicated, if not more dedicated, than anyone who we had brought on to be associated with the bowl. And so it was really a no-brainer to have Kim basically take the leadership role. And since she has, not only has she met expectations, she's exceeded everybody's expectations. You see Kim Adair on the streets of Tucson, If you're listening out there, give her a high five.
Please. Like, I love high fives.
Yeah, she's a big high fiver. And she's, I mean, she is absolutely integral to what we're doing. I could not, for our city, for our board, we could not have a better partner than Kim Adair and the staff she's put around her. So like anything in life, like we tell our kids, put yourself around good people, promote them, and good things will happen.
And I think it's important that people understand too, both Kim, yourself, Fletcher, Mark, all the early board members, all the board members now, all the volunteers we have that make up our team that really drive the ball, all those folks are actively engaged and involved in the community already.
Yeah.
It's part of the process because this bowl is community oriented. You can talk about the Fiesta, you can talk about all the other big bowls. None of them do what we do for their local communities.
Yeah, we, you know, we're very community driven. It's part of like, it's part of the core of what we're doing. We're at youth football tournaments. We're at Friday Night Lights throughout Southern Arizona. Every month we pick a different charity to highlight and raise money and goods for, depending on what they need. We give 100% of our net proceeds back to charity. We've given 50,000 tickets to local heroes over the last 10 years so that they can bring their families and experience this great time for free. We've engaged with the realtor community for their foundation. You know, we've got teachers that we've given hundreds of thousands of dollars to local teachers, $1,000 grant initiatives at a time so that they can improve their classrooms. I mean, people sometimes are like, I didn't know you did that. I'm like, I know, it's so hard to tell everybody everything that we do because there's so much to get out there. But we're very, very committed to making sure what we do benefits this community in a way that only, you know, that only our efforts can do. You know, we're excited about that.
So are there any other bowls out there that give 100% of their net proceeds back to the community?
There's a lot of bowls that give their proceeds, you know, donate big time back to their community. I think we're the only one that makes that commitment of the 100% net proceeds back to charity.
Yeah. We're not TV. I mean, I said it from the beginning. This is why we control the date and the time, and we're not owned by a four-letter station that I happen to have a radio station on, or a radio show on. But
watch yourself.
Yeah. I know. We're not TV programming. We didn't create this bowl to be, you know, fill a time slot at a certain date so they could get ad revenue. This is about our community. I love that we are going to be on TV. I love the fact that we're like the third highest watched game on the CW last year. I think it hit almost 2 million at one point, not including streaming. But I think that it's, like I said, this is about our community coming together and doing good for the community and making where we live a better place as much as we can.
And you've seen the shift, and I'll call it a shift, because the idea was always to make it a big event, but it was always just about the game. But in the last several years, both of you have gone out of the way to make this a celebration of Tucson. I mean, Pechanga.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that, and I'm the big one that says it's just Pechanga. It's not Pechanga Week. It's like, you don't call it Mardi Gras weeks or week. It's Mardi Gras. And you're starting to push in that direction of making this truly a community event. If you don't like football, we'd encourage everybody to come out for the tailgate, attend the game. But if you don't, there are activities that this bowl puts on throughout the week that everyone can get involved in and enjoy.
Exactly. Like I said, it's not about just the football game. It's not about what the laundry on the field is. It's a celebration of Tucson. So, you know what? Show up. Leave your houses. Enjoy your neighbors. Have fun. Celebrate your community. And while you're celebrating your community and having a good fun, you're actually contributing to making your community a better place.
So we got about a minute left. Talk a little bit about what now goes on New Year's Eve downtown related to the bowl.
Yeah, so the last few years we've had this incredible party downtown for New Year's Eve. It's the Taco Bell New Year's Eve downtown bowl bash.
We're going to need a bigger boat, Kim.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's been incredible. You know, we have our taco touchdown at midnight, which has created national visibility for us on New Year's Eve. We have fireworks off the top of the buildings downtown. We have live music. We have a silent disco. We have libations and fun. It's an incredible event. And it's only going to get bigger and bigger and better, you know, as we bring in some of our new partners. And super exciting. It's just one of my favorite days of the year. I love it.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the day, and I think it will come when one of the TV stations comes down and videos the taco drop as their way, and just make it happen all the time on a regular basis. So when we come back after the break, let's get into some of the details and some of the excitement and some of the challenges that we know that's going to happen. A lot of people don't know Dr. Dre was at the bowl game last year, and he got a ton
Master P,
and he got a ton of attention. So you're listening to KVOI 1030 The Voice. We'll see you on the flip side. Welcome back. This is Jump In Tucson, the Engagement Hour. I'm your host, Ted Maxwell. I have with me Ali Farhang, the chair of the board of the Arizona Bowl, and Kim Adair, the executive director. And Matt's getting creative behind the board. That's good. We got a little lead in there with the gin and juice clip. So that's perfect.
Ted, can I interrupt you before you start?
Absolutely.
Hey, Ali, note to self, at a press conference, whenever you sing, apparently all of the news broadcasts are going to pick it up and put it through the airwaves. All I heard yesterday on all of the news channels was you singing Gin and Juice, Bringing a Bowl Game.
I mean,
do you want to do an encore version of it today?
I mean, I changed the words a little bit, but I was like, I'm going for it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I mean, rolling down the street, loving Tucson, sipping on gin and juice. Can I get a laid back?
Laid back.
With my mind on the bowl game and the bowl game on my mind. That's how I started my little thing yesterday.
Well, actually, when the laid back came on that clip, that the little piece that Matt played on our lead in, you mouthed it. And I'm going, Ollie's singing on the air again. Well, yeah. I didn't think that is not what I expected to happen today. So I think a little bit of a ham.
I know.
Yeah. Like Matt's back there giving you out just a little. I think one of the things people don't understand. You know, and there was people that were critical of our last selection for a sponsor. But the fact of the matter is, if it wasn't for Barstool Sports, this bowl may not have survived. And what they contributed to the community
was huge.
During COVID was incredible.
Yeah.
And I think what we've always said is we want to find somebody who cares about the community. It's not just about the money. Yes, we have to have money to survive as a bowl game. It's not about this. But this was a fairly extensive search for a sponsor. Multiple folks expressed interest. We had some options out there. So I'm going to put out the question to you. Why Snoop? And what's it going to bring to us?
When you have the opportunity to partner with one of the biggest music and pop culture icons in the world, you take that chance. And it was like a no-brainer for us, bringing Snoop on. His impact across business, across youth football, across music, pop culture, television. He is the face of the Olympics on NBC this summer. He's commentating during the opening and closing ceremonies and all throughout the athlete interviews. He is an incredible and beloved person in our country. And he has so many great passions that align with what we're trying to do as well. It was a perfect match from the very beginning.
Yeah, I mean, over 180 million social media followers on the different platforms. I mean, if anybody asks me why Snoop, like my question to you is like, what's your alternative? Like, if we really want to highlight and showcase the best of Tucson and Southern Arizona, if we want people to come here and stay in our hotels and eat at our restaurants and create that economic impact, what? Tell me, instead of being, you know, there's people going to be naysayers all the time. They're going to be critical and they're going to judge. And you know what? Most of the time, those people actually don't ever have a solution and actually never get anything done. And they just sit there in judgment. And you know what? That's a terrible life that they have to live. So I feel sorry for them. But for me, this is like, what else do you want? I mean, who else would you want to bring the light? Now, we're not going to only have fans from the participating schools here. We want Tucson to show out because this is our Pechanga. This is our Mardi Gras. We're going to have fans of Snoop Dogg just coming. We have four different demographics that should fill that stadium. And then from filling that stadium and all that comes with that, we can do a lot of good in our community. So I think the universe is undefeated. For me personally, I'm getting articles from ESPN about Snoop Dogg, the announcement. He's wearing a Mean Joe Green Steelers jersey.
Oh, now we're twisting it the wrong way.
You know I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I mean, we got a title sponsor because in the beginning, because John Volpe was a football player, played for the
Absolutely.
Steelers. That was one of the things that bonded us. And it's just, to me, the universe is undefeated. Like, this is a great thing for our community. We're going to have such an exciting time. And you know, if you're a business owner or if you're a supporter of Tucson, get involved.
Absolutely. And you look at the progression through our time as a bowl and the sponsors that have sponsored the Arizona Bowl, local first. We get it started here, get the community bought in, get some folks doing it. Offerpad came in and gave us a one-year thing in a very difficult time during...
Also an Arizona-based company.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then Barstool was our first step out into the national market, streaming over 1 million hits on their streaming. We expanded it. But this, to me, is really iconic. I mean, we're talking, like you said, 180 million followers. If you really take a look at what he does in the communities he's passionate about, what he does for the game of football, and the followers he's going to bring, Kim, why would you go anywhere else?
Exactly. And let me tell you something, Ted. I'm not telling you anything you haven't heard already, but speaking frankly, this is a tough business to be in. You know, doing this, you know, attracting people to come to our community during, you know, the last week of the year, even if it's a great weather, it's tough to get people to come do that. It's tough to activate a local fan base to come and support us for our mission. It's tough to attract people from all over the United States who might not be interested in the teams to come and visit us and help make this, you know, a reality. It's tough. And then when you bring in people like Barstool initially and then Snoop now, that have a national presence that bring all of this added visibility, it makes that so much easier because we don't just have two teams and their fans coming. We have a third team now with Snoop and his fans are coming. And that makes this a little easier. We hear this all the time and it drives me crazy from a few uninformed people. You know, bowls don't matter anymore. You know, if they're not in the CFP 12, that's baloney. It matters to the teams, the kids that are playing that game, the fans that are coming in, this community. It matters to this community. It matters. Our game draws more viewers than any NBA or Major League Baseball game out there. People are watching it. And with the advent of sports betting, it makes it even more important. People are wanting to watch all of these games. And so just adding this other layer to make it even more desirable and recognizable, that's important for us to keep growing and keep being sustainable.
And I really appreciate the comment that this sponsorship expands not only our viewership, but the folks who want to attend, but the play that Tucson gets. I mean, Stephen A. Smith was just interviewing Snoop Dogg on ESPN. Ollie, we forget about that sometimes. We forget about the purpose. But one of the things that is attractive about our bowl are the games.
Yeah.
And we get two teams, Mountain West team and a Mid-American Conference team. They're going to get to play one more game. One of them is going to finish their season a winner.
Yeah.
And that's... Can you just talk a little bit about what the bowl brings for those teams and for those schools?
Well, I mean, you got two top-tier teams, right? You got basically, you know, first, second, third in their conference, had great seasons. And, you know, I remember watching games and the winning team, guys are crying, the celebration. I mean, and I'm like, I take a picture of that for you. You tell me it doesn't matter. Tell me that the charities that have gotten over $6 million, it doesn't matter. Tell me about all those hotels and businesses where it might be empty between Christmas and New Year's Eve. Tell me it doesn't matter. Tell me downtown Tucson, were we doing anything on New Year's Eve? Tell me it doesn't matter to all those restaurants, hotels, vendors. Tell me it doesn't matter. Tell me to those hundreds of thousands of dollars that teachers have gotten. Tell me to military families, first responders, teachers, that it's really expensive to go to a football game, that the community buys tickets for them and they get to go take their families. Tell me it doesn't matter. I have a different B word than baloney for Kim, but I'll spare you that right now. I
mean, my mom might be listening.
Matt's not moving his finger to the button. Yeah. He knows you're a radio professional, Ollie. So.
Yeah, so it's just you just don't get it, or you don't want to get it, and it's okay. But traditions are built over time, right? I'm sure Mardi Gras started in New Orleans at some point hundreds of years ago, and the first couple of years are like, oh, really? You're doing this beads thing? Instead of beads, why don't you do, you know, feathers? I mean, I'm sure there was somebody, you know, Jacques St. Croix was sitting in judgment over the first Mardi Gras. And it's okay. We're going to build this over time. We could have quit during COVID. We had no game. We had a game with nobody in the stands. Thankfully, we had people like Kim. Our volunteers are like, no, we're going to continue through. People like you, Ted. It would have been so easy to quit, but we did it.
So this show's about engagement. So lay out the Blue Blazers and the volunteers that we have every year that support this bowl game, the hours and the numbers. Central Michigan, the year they were out here to play in our game, Boise State had a COVID incident, and so they didn't come. Central Michigan stayed here because of the support they were getting from the volunteers right up to going to El Paso to play in the Sun Bowl that year.
That's right. Our Blue Blazers are awesome. They're our volunteer army. They help us do everything throughout the year for the game, whether that's supporting the charities, raising money for the charities, activating, bringing our giant helmet at all of the, this Friday Night Light football games. They are working bowl week like you wouldn't believe. They're helping set up the kickoff luncheon and inviting people. They are our ambassadors out in our community. They are really the lifeblood of the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. They're the lifeblood.
It's a long name now. Yeah. It's a long name now. We had that presented.
It begins with Snoop and ends with Snoop.
And I want to just one more thing. I mean, whether it's Sun Corridor, which is trying to attract businesses to relocate to Tucson, SALC, which you so admirably lead, which is about business and policy, but also making our community a better place, the Tucson Metro Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber. Think about this. What we're trying to do collectively in teamwork with each other is really make Tucson a better place. And what better to highlight our community than Snoop Dogg is on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith talking about Tucson right now. He's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. He's going to be on Jimmy Fallon. He's going to be on Pat McAfee. He's going to be on every national show talking about that he's the face of the Olympics. And oh, by the way, I am now the title sponsor of a bowl game in Tucson, Arizona. Those things matter. They have a ripple effect. So to your SALC's mandate, what they're trying to do, Sun Corridor, Hispanic Chamber, Metro Chamber, I could go on and on. This is a spark for everyone to benefit from. U of A football got associated with this. You don't think they're going to leverage this? I hope they do. I like having a good football team. This is for everybody.
Absolutely. And there's no better media than free media. Oh, and yeah. And we could not have gotten this kind of coverage over our bowl game in any other manner. And now Secret's going to be carrying it on. And I think that's going to be the excitement that's going to build around the next bowl game. We're going to take one last break now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what we can expect with a new sponsor next year and what we can start looking forward to. So I appreciate Kim Adair, the executive director, Ollie Farhang, the chairman of the board for the Arizona Bowl. You're listening to KVOI 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
All right. The B word I was going to say is
welcome back to Jump In Tucson. You're with the host, Ted Maxwell. That's me. And this is the engagement hour. And we've got Ollie Farhang, the chairman of the board of the Arizona, the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl.
Presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
That's it. And the executive director, Kim Adair. So there's been a lot of excitement around this. And I think a lot of what people...
And by the way, if I can interrupt you real quick, yeah. Dre is, so Snoop associates, like I said, with the best people, and Dre is a doctor, and his practice is laying down dope beats. So just so everybody's aware.
All right, we've established that. That's good. Yeah. But I don't think a lot of people are really aware of why both of them were interested in getting involved with a bowl game. So, Kim, can you talk a little bit about his announcement yesterday when he broke it and some of the things he said of why to him this is important?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. I think that, what we're doing fits in exactly with his passions to begin with. But, yesterday on Snoop's social media announcement, when he made the announcement about the partnership, what he said was that it's so exhausting now as a football fan to continuously hear about the NIL and the transfer portal and realignment, and is there going to be a super conference and all of these, controversial things that, drain you of the energy around you when you're talking about college football. And he really wants to put the focus back on what it used to be, which is the fans, the competition, the teams, the players, the pageantry of bowl games, and bring that back. And as he likes to say, bring the juice back to college football. And we couldn't agree more with that assessment. I mean, honestly, we love that. It's ironic that, you know, we're a bowl game the way bowl games used to be, all about really community, driven by the community, owned by the community. It's different now for most of the other bowl games. But the fact that we're old school allows us to be really innovative, because we're independent and can make these decisions. And that totally aligns with Snoop and Dre and the way they feel about things as well. And they're excited to bring their energy to what we're doing and even elevate it. So, yeah, it's really exciting to have them on board.
And I want to thank both of you for keeping the Arizona Bowl independent. You know, there's lots of opportunities there. We could have possibly, you know, I won't say sold out. That's not the word for it, but we could have given up a lot of control, but this board is about the community and kept it that way, and that's been great. So, Ollie, what are the things that you're looking forward to that will look different, or events that may occur along the time for next year with the new sponsor?
Well, just to piggyback on what you say, I've always used the line, this is by us, for us, and about us, right? And we had a bowl game in town, and it kind of got usurped by Phoenix, and my line is over my dead body. So if I'm here, it's not going anywhere, and it's going to be
life.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be our, this is about our community. And so, you know, what can you expect? Get your popcorn ready. You can expect all kinds of things. You can expect a lot of events. You can expect a lot of highlights, a lot of mentions of Tucson. And this is what I really want to expect. I know you got plans. You go skiing every year on a certain date in late December. Move it back a couple of days, because we're going to put 40,000 people in that stadium that we don't fill up the top row. If that becomes an issue, I love to have that problem. But there's no reason that stadium shouldn't be filled up. And enjoy the tailgate, the festivities, the downtown bowl bash. It's, like I said, Pechanga is our Mardi Gras. And I want to build this tradition so that this is a calendar event for every Tucsonan, and they take pride in it. And not only do they take pride in it, they feel like they're a part of it and they have ownership in it. And when we have that, when it's about more than a board or a staff or our volunteers, and people in our community really feel like they own this and they take pride, civic pride, as being associated with this, we're there. And Snoop Dogg, well, everything we've done before, just put a rocket to it, because there's no limits to where we can go.
Oh, it's going to take off. I mean, as Kim alluded to earlier, it's going to be the face of the Olympics. He's the face of many corporations and companies out there. On that, he's a legend. He is an icon in this in this country, and it's going to just, I think, fuel that fire. Kim, you alluded to the Snooper Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's an incredible aspect of it, because he is so focused on youth football, and particularly youth football for those who are disadvantaged. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. In fact, that was one of the things that I think really resonated with the Snoop's team initially, was all of the things that we're already doing that it's not like we're jumping in because it's something Snoop wants, right? We've all
good use of the tagline.
We are already really, really involved with youth football. We partner with the NFF on a lot of things. We work with all of the youth football leagues. Last year we allowed them to sell tickets as a fundraiser, gave them 100% of what they sold. We didn't take any money. We just wanted to boost those youth football programs. We had hundreds of youth football kids in the stadium at the game. And then on top of that, you know, we had this great cheerleading camp too. We had cheerleaders, youth cheerleaders out there, and it was fantastic. And so we were already doing some of that. And so that really authenticated to them who we are and what we're doing and why we would be a great partner for them. And so now we bring this other layer in, which is Snoop's been doing the Snooper Bowl for a long time. And now we'll be able to host another event, likely in the stadium, and bring in youth football families and really have this amazing event, give these kids the lifetime dream of playing in a big stadium like that. And this is so important to Snoop. I would expect that he'll be there. Can't make guarantees, but he'll definitely be there. A representative will be there for sure.
When's that game supposed to occur?
Well, gosh.
Still be determined?
Yeah. I mean, this has been moving so quickly. It's, you know, it seems like it's been going on for a long time, but it actually has really been moving really quickly. And we've talked about a lot of things with this partnership. Now that the announcement's done, now we can focus on all the execution and all of the great events that we're going to put on around Pechanga.
And Kim and Ted, if you'll indulge me.
Yeah, we got about 40 seconds.
40 seconds. I don't need more than 10. This is the biggest pop culture and pop culture meets sports event that's ever happened in Southern Arizona. There's no way to overstate how big this is for our community. And we're really proud that we can be a part of it, and we can't wait for the community to enjoy it.
Well, I want to thank you both, Ollie, Kim. Thank you for all you do for the community and for the bowl. And I'm dying to see where you take all this. It's going to be incredible. So you've been listening to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Ted Maxwell. Please listen in tomorrow at 9 o'clock with Grant Kruger. And have a great week. Get involved. Jump in and check out the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl.
Presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
Everybody have a great day.